She's a Fellini in Harlem. Julie Dash is a movie nut, has been since she was a kid. And it never occurred to her that anyone would stand in her way from becoming a famous director until they did. Her 1991 film Daughters of the Dust was the first movie directed by an African-American woman to receive a theatrical release in the United States, and the only film to date by a black woman that has been added to the National Film Registry. The movie has been restored and is out in theaters now. Dash was part of a group of young black filmmakers whose work was influenced by the civil rights movement, the riots in Watts, and the Vietnam War. The films and stories of her generation are a piece of history that Dash and her friends say they were always convinced they were making.
I was an avid reader of Toni Morrison, Tony K. Bambara, Alice Walker, Gloria Naylor, and I wanted to tell stories about the lives of complex women at pivotal moments in their lives, just like they did in the written form, in the novel. And so I was bursting at the seams to get on with that, you know, right after Daughters of the Dust.
What were the obstacles in Hollywood and in entertainment? Why so clubby?
That's a great word, clubby, yes. Hollywood is clubby because I believe they see themselves as the curators of culture. Therefore, if you present to them something that they've never heard of before or that it doesn't have anything to do with their personal or familial legacy, they're not really, really interested. They want you to tell the stories that they want you to tell, that they want to see, that they want to hear about, more about. And if you present something different, they like, you know, like, thank you for submitting. Thank you for your time. Adios.
What is the sense of audiences coming out of Hollywood, and how is that affected by a kind of racial myopia?
Well, I think we all know now very clearly that those exit polls everywhere are not quite accurate. They do think that they have their finger on the pulse of what's happening, what's trending, what pop culture is looking for, and in that same connection, they try to curate for that. That's why I call them the curators of culture. However, audiences want to see everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think they don't quite understand.
What in pop culture excited you about the changes that were afoot in terms of more diverse faces and stories getting on the air and on screen?
Nothing that I could think of when I was growing up. I didn't think about the media because we just weren't there. I couldn't see a present. I remember one night my mother waking us up to see a movie because there was a black person in the crowd, and that was Andy Griffin film, A Face in the Crowd. There was a black family on camera. She woke us up. She ran in the bedroom and woke us up, and we all jumped up and ran out to look at the television because there was a black family on the screen. I'll never forget that.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
When you were growing up, what inspired you to believe that there was a place for you in this all-white world?
I never thought about it that way when I was growing up. I don't know. I pursued film because I had such a great interest in controlling the story within the frame.
What was a film that you loved when you were little, when you were younger?
I'll tell you, generally, I enjoyed films that I didn't quite understand.
Mm.
And I think that's why I try to make films that have complex characters rather than the easy sell, because you could flip to any station and find the easy sell. I want to see things that take me away. That's why I love foreign films. And in many ways, people say that Daughters of the Dust is pretty much an African-American foreign film.
So you had a sense right at the beginning that the canvas was much larger.
Yes.
than was being presented to audiences.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I was. Yeah. When you go into a theater, into the darkened room, and you want to, when you exit, you want to come out knowing a little bit more about the world, a little bit more about yourself, and a little bit more about the potential of life itself and who you are. It's an experience.
How important, as you've watched this transformation in Hollywood, do you think it is for the healing and the development and maybe the maturing of American culture.
I think film is the perfect medium, film and television, the perfect medium for healing, for expanding, the expansion of knowledge, the expansion of ideas and hope. That's why it's so exciting to know that there's Netflix, Amazon.com, all of these other new forms of streaming video. And so it's new forms of streaming ideas and streaming new cultures that you've yet to visit.
And so many African-American producers and directors have taken advantage of this golden age. I mean, this is a crazy time for opportunities, it seems.
It's a crazy time, but there's still gender issues.
How would you describe them?
There are hurdles and minefields that you have to get through to still get a film greenlit, even if it's through one of these new video on demand agencies that or production companies. It's still extremely difficult because those particular production companies are going to the same agencies and pulling from that same pool of directors and producers and cinematographers that Hollywood is pulling from. So we still have to, you know, bang on a lot of doors.
What would you say is the most hopeful sign or positive sign of the changes that we've witnessed really over the last 50 years?
The most positive sign?
Yeah.
That one's easy. Ava DuVernay, Queen Sugar. In 6 months' time, Ava DuVernay has done more to advance women filmmakers than Hollywood has done in 100 years. She hired women directors to direct the entire series, black women, white women, Asian women. 6 months, changed the landscape. It's phenomenal. There's been nothing like this that ever happened before.
That's director Julie Dash. Her 1991 film Daughters of the Dust has been restored and is playing in theaters now. Tomorrow we'll hear from another director whose career has spanned decades. Norman Lear brought African-American faces to television before any of his peers. My conversation with Norman Lear tomorrow on The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.